بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Ta'ala loves that person who acknowledges his wrong. Adam alayhi salam, when he had erred, and immediately when it was brought to his attention, he says, Zalamna anfusana, I've wronged myself. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they realized that they have made a serious misdemeanor, they also said, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. We were wrong. The istighfar that is known as Sayyidul Istighfar, the leader of all the istighfar. In other words, there are words of istighfar, but then this word is the leader, it's the main istighfar. The one that recites the Sayyidul Istighfar in the morning, then if he dies on that day, he goes to Jannat. Similarly, if he recites it in the evening, then you look at these words, the main word and the main theme in this istighfar is Abu ulaka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi dhanbi. I acknowledge your favors and I confess that I'm wrong. So this confession before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very great thing. It's a very, very great thing that we confess. It was the work of Shaitan that he blankly refused to confess, don't want to confess. Allah Pak is reminding him, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدِي. So, he doesn't want to confess, he becomes even more persistent in his ways. And because of this persistence, and this arrogance, so Allah Ta'ala banishes him and drives him out of Jannat. أُخْرُجْ مِنْهَا مَذْؤُومًا مَذْحُورًا. Get out of here. So this banishment order and the order of being expelled from the heaven was on account of him being persistent in his evil. He didn't want to listen. Persistent. So this acknowledging, confessing, and accepting your mistake, this is what Allah Pak likes. That we are Bani Adam, we are the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, and like Adam alayhi salam had erred, but he was quick to confess. So everything just worked out for him very easily. So when we are coming from his progeny, then we need to take the cue from our father, not from our father's enemy. Our father, when the mistake was presented before him, so he says, no, I am wrong, straight away. And really this is natural. It is but natural. If you've got a staff, right, and he comes late to work, so the staff tells you, boss, I'm sorry, man, you know, I messed it up and I don't appreciate your kindness and your generosity, your compassion. I don't appreciate it, really. I'm doing it wrong. I'm supposed to be here on time. I don't know what happened to me. I just failed this morning. Please do overlook this mistake. So the boss will say, all right, don't do it again, but carry on, continue. He likes your confession. He likes your attitude. But if someone shows attitude to the boss, boss is warning him for his delay, So he turns around and tells the boss, you know what, you also come with a delay now and then. You know, everybody has children, you got children, I've got children. So to get caught in the traffic, to go and take them to school, all these things, like you can get delayed, I can get delayed. So if I got delayed, what's the big deal then? Why are you making a big fuss about it? So the boss really gets worked up. And then he'll look for excuses, because now you're looking at labor law complications, so he'll look for excuses to get him out. That's what will happen. Right? He wants to take him out because this person here is showing attitude. But the one that comes clear to Allah, no, I'm wrong, I made a mistake, even to man to man, you don't show attitude, you show your meekness, your weakness, you show remorse, then the person with the stone heart also, his heart melts, you know, in our mind. This person is so remorseful of the wrong he's doing, so let me just forgive him. Right? I relate this incident some 3 years ago, I related it. Or two, not 3 years ago, but one and a half year ago. Chota Mota Marhum, may Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with Noor. So, just approximately 2 months before he passed away, he was wanting to talk to me, and I was in the madrasa. And normally, from Maghrib, Isha, I'm not near the phone. So he kept on trying to phone me, contact me, but he couldn't access me because I was here. Later on, he conveyed the message. The message he conveyed that he saw so-and-so person in his dream. That person was dressed in white, like a jannati, very young, and in an elevated spot. So Chudamata got talking to him, to his friend. His friend had already passed on, and it would seem that he's got white, so inshallah he should be a jannati. And he's on an elevated spot. So Chudamata is getting to talk with him. So they're discussing, and Chudamata wants to know, how come you got through this whole examination and this whole trial, this whole ordeal, you came through and you came very well. So he says, no, I learned from my ustad. One of my ustads was Hafiz Padia, Haji Bhai Padia, alhamdulillah's father. So he says, whenever you make a mistake, then just quickly just make istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Don't delay. Made a mistake. In fact, if you are in doubt, just make istighfar and clear it up. Don't try and find excuses in your mind to justify. Don't justify in your mind. Slightest doubt you got, you rather just say, you know, I'm in error, and Allah Ta'ala do forgive me. When I was in Jalalabad for 6 months approximately, so I explained to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, sometimes I'm in a doubt about a thing that I've done. I don't feel totally clear, but I don't feel clear both ways, whether it's a sin, whether it isn't a sin. Both ways you feel, you don't feel the clarity, whether it's a sin or not. But when I'm in that type of situation where I'm not clear, then I make istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. With this in mind, if it is a wrong, then it gets wiped out. And if it is not a wrong, it's not going to get wasted. It will get into the credit balance, right? So it's not wasted. Both ways it's not wasted. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah was very happy with this answer. Why should a Muslim remain in a state of doubt? Now if it's going to be a sin and you didn't make istighfar, then you're in problems. If it's not a sin and you made istighfar, you got something to your credit balance. So both ways you haven't lost out. So Chudamata is telling me that this is what I saw. That this person is telling Chudamata that my ustad taught me this much. If I made a mistake, then make istighfar. Be quick to make istighfar, don't delay it. In whichever condition you are, whether you are driving, even if you are in the confines of your house, and you realize that you stumbled, even then, once you in your family, with your family, you are intimate with your family, and you just realize, oh yeah, you stumbled, I made a mistake here. In your mind, just keep making istighfar, ask Allah's forgiveness. Even in that state you are, intimate state, even then make istighfar. And then soon after that, approximately 1 month, 1.5 months after that, Shalawta passed away. So I suppose this was a message to Chatamata. See, about the last verses that were revealed. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. When this ayat was revealed, this verse was revealed, the Sahaba Ikram began to rejoice, because Allah Ta'ala is showing that you will gain a lot of victories. You had all these hurdles in your life, now you will walk past over them, you will march over them. So it's a time to rejoice. Victory, you're gaining certain things, territories that were not possible for you to access, and now you're accessing those territories, you're getting victories. So it's a time for you to rejoice. And some Sahabi, perhaps it was Abbas, and he was weeping bitterly. Others are all rejoicing, and here he is weeping. So they inquired from him, okay, this is a time to rejoice, why do you weep? So he replied, you see, when these victories and all come, it's indicative of the fact that the Nabi's mission is complete. Because he was striving in that direction. When he was striving in that direction, now he came to the culmination of his efforts, and they're culminating in people entering into Islam in hordes. So when the mission has been complete and accomplished, then Allah Pak wants the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love for Allah Ta'ala is very much intense. Now the worldly sojourn and the worldly journey is accomplished now. When it's accomplished, then the next leg of this journey is to be with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam longs Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He longs to meet Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. He wants to be with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So why must he be around here? He wants to move. Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. So this is indicative of the Nabi's journey and mission of this earth ending. And hence, Allah Ta'ala is prompting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Now that your earthly sojourn and journey is ending, so make tasbih and istighfar. Subhanallah, astaghfirullah. The hadith says it, so that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should recite this dua then very, very frequently in his namaz, in his ruku and his sajda. Subhanakallahumma rabbana wa bihamdika, Allahumma ghafirli. After this verse was revealed, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite this in abundance. When a person is aging, I mean, when I say aging, when he's after 40, then he must read this dua in greater abundance. Like that, you should be reading it because you don't know. Nowadays, death is not following that ancient procedure. Ancient procedure was old procedure, you get sick, come old, you get sick, go hospital, one day right, one day not right, and gradually you deteriorate, and then you eventually go. That was the old procedure. Now, someone just went to sajda and passed away. Don't we hear that? Suddenly he just got a heart attack and just went. So now, like we're getting things just on the turn, everything is fast. Food is also fast, money is also fast. Allah Ta'ala forbid, girls also fast. So everything is fast. Life is fast. So you rather make the istighfar also fast. Then you could, at that time you could at least say, oh, alright, I'll do it slowly, gradually. But now everything is moving in a rapid pace. Everything is moving very fast. So the right thing and the intelligent thing is that you make that istighfar quickly. You don't know when that fatal moment will come, you don't know. But if you made that istighfar, now you cleared your whole account, you cleared it up. You cleared your account and then you went to Allah Ta'ala. No problem. You cleared all your books, everything is clear. And then the receiver summons you, no problem. You're going with a smile. Because all your books are clear. There's nothing that he can really sue me for. Right? So you feel very clear about it. So your records are very clear. You know, after Zohar, they have that Khatm-e-Khajgah. In the Khatm-e-Khajgah also, again, the same thing comes in. Exactly the same theme. Confession of sins. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. I am wrong, Allah Ta'ala. I am wrong. Now this Khatm-e-Khajgah is not an ibadat actually. It's like a medication, it's a treatment. Treatment for what? Treatment for the major challenges that are going around, trials, challenges, brutality, where Muslims are being killed, murdered, massacred, etc. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala's help, asking Allah Ta'ala, pleading to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that these trials and tribulations that are facing the Ummah should be turned away. So this is why we are doing this. And why we chose to recite this, because Yunus alayhi salam, when he was in constraints, constricted in the belly of the fish, constricted right through, from above, from below, from the right, from the left, from in front, from behind, all around, all around he was constricted. And in that constriction, this was the dua that he made. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. So sometimes, nowadays, you find yourself in that similar situation where you constricted from all sides. You can't make a move, not to the right, not to the left, not in front, not behind, not above, not below. So all around you find yourself imprisoned. You can't make a move. And you want an exit from that problems. So this is a beautiful prescription to get yourself exited from problems. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. That I am wrong, O Allah Ta'ala. You take out an exit for me. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. So you're saying, Allah Ta'ala, that all perfection belongs to you. Purity belongs to you, perfect. I have caused it. But really, you are perfect. You are most pure. You are most perfect. For you to forgive is nothing. For me, really, I am a human. And being a human, I will cause it. I will cause problems. So Allah Ta'ala, I have caused it, but you are perfect. So for you to forgive is nothing. So this confession, asking Allah Ta'ala, and let it not just be out of convenience. Our Ustad Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, once he had to deliver a talk, so the elder of the house, he asked Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh to caution the child. Ye bachcha paise mangta hai. This child of mine, he keeps asking for money. So just give him a few pieces of advice. Okay, he mustn't do this. Asking for money and all is not a good habit. So the child was before Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Mufti Sahib told him, bacha, ye paise mangana koi achi baat nahi hai. Sharafat ki baat nahi hai. It's not a good thing. So you shouldn't be asking for money. You get all your needs and all that. Why are you asking for money? So straight away he held his ears. Toba, 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 toba karta hu. I mean, toba, I won't do this again. Then, 10 minutes didn't pass, so the child nudged the father's elbow, and he says to the father, Abba, ab tu paise de do, ab tu mera toba bhi kar li. Now, I made toba now. Give me some paisa now. So, it mustn't be out of convenience, see. Convenience, Ramzan came, convenience. We told Allah, Allah, I won't do this. Then we become like that child again, nudging the shoulder again. Allah, okay, no, I cause it now again. So let the Tawbah not be out of convenience. See, this is a great wrong of this Zamana, that we are doing things just out of convenience. This is not what Allah would like. You won't appreciate this. In fact, for us also, you won't appreciate. If someone comes up with a proposal for your daughter or for your sister and says, no, I'm a good Muslim and whatever else. And then, just as you confirm and the nikah is done, and then he reverts back to his ways. He goes back to his ways. He's womanizing, drugging and all that. Will you appreciate that? So no, he deceived us. He betrayed us. We honored him with our sister or daughter, and this is what he did. So don't you feel let down. Don't you feel betrayed. And worse still, if someone just shows that he's a Muslim now, you know, he's a Muslim and he's namaz and all. Now this type of incidents you see. You see youngsters now, they're mad after some girl. So I used to see all these things here. They look for 10 tawis. After that, then each one is giving him one wazifa. Ya wadudu, you know, ya wadudu. Oh, beloved, right? So they're reading the wazifa after the first namaz. I will see the person reading it. After that, diligently, 5 times namaz in the masjid, first serve. And then he's got that wazifa card after the namaz. He's reading it diligently. Khuda ka karna, it happened that he just got married to that girl. Really, after that week of the marriage, you don't see him in the masjid. He just got married, but before that, those in-laws are thinking also, mashallah, hey, person is a 5-time namazi. I remember the Jamaat people were saying, hey, you know, you made tashkil for this person, he came and he's namazi now, he never used to come to the masjid. But I was just looking from the distance now what's going on. So I knew what was going on. But the day that marriage happened, then you don't see him in the masjid. Yeh ja, wo ja. The namaz is gone, that masjid is gone, and the namaz is gone as well. So it is just out of convenience. Now how betrayed don't you feel when someone does that to you? One old chacha, he passed away, you see. So his widowed wife, she was mourning. So the masjid jamaat, they thought of offering their condolences. The old jamaat went, masjid jamaat went, to go and offer condolence. Condolence is sunnat. So see this old chachi, she's crying away. So let's go and offer condolence. So she's crying away. So one of the musallis that came to offer condolence to the chachi. Chachi, now what are you crying for? Don't keep crying now. No, we are here, you know. So don't keep crying. So she says, you know, I know I was not supposed to be crying all the time. But you know, he died now, that old man died. And my old man, after he died, he left a dairy with about 1,000 cattle. What's going to happen to all that? So one of the musallis, he volunteered, he said, no, don't worry. Chachi, I am here. What am I for then? If I can't look after your dairy, then what am I good for then? And he's calculating in his mind, you know, this dairy, this chachi is already 90 somewhere. So, just now, Khuda ki pyari ho jayegi. Right? And I am in charge of the dairy, so I can see the 1,000 cows. One cow is, you know, is giving 25-30 liters of milk. So one is giving at least 100 rands, you know, 100 rands of milk every day. So, in no time, kahan se kahan tak main pahunch jaunga, he's calculating all that in his mind. So he's saying that, chachi, you know, if I can't be of service to you, then what good am I then? Anyway, so he volunteered to take the whole dairy. Alright. The chachi is still crying. So, chachi, now we took on all your problems. Now what are you crying for? So she said, you know that 5,000 hectares of farm I've got, all wheat and barley and all that, whatever else I've got, mango trees and whatever, export quality. So what about all that? Chachi, I told you, I'll take care of all that also. And he's doing all the arithmetic, all the mathematics in his mind. Okay, what's going to happen? You know, my one friend, I won't mention his name, so around 65, 70, then the doors to England had just opened. And Indians were going to England. So his cousin also just moved to London. and as he's just settled in London, somehow he got caught in contact with an old lady, 85 years. And somehow they got married. He's about 25 and she's 85. So I was waiting for the karamat. What is the karamat behind this? There must be some miracle in this. So he's 25 and she's over 85. Anyway, in 2 years' time, this old lady passed away. Without exaggeration, I think in the same year, whatever he earned, he called 100 of his relatives from India. 100 of his hagas from India, he called all of them. So that was the karamat. Got married, and his whole family, whole kutum from India, called them all over. So you see, this convenience thing is not a right thing. We're doing this, and we're doing it with Allah Ta'ala. So now he took the farm, he took the dairy. The lady is still crying. The lady is still crying. So now he asks the lady, now are you crying now? So alright, the dairy is sorted out, the farm is sorted out. But you know, this chacha passed away now. He left 20 million debt. What I do about that? So I says, bhai, aur bhaiyo bhi bole, main hi bolta rahu, har jagah par main hi bolta rahu. What, I must volunteer for everything. Can you speak also? So you see this convenience. When you do things for convenience, you must get caught out. See? So we can't have that relationship with Allah Ta'ala, that just for out of convenience, we make tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala. Ramzan time came, now we make istighfar, tawbah, we got all the books cleared up, and then we go back to square one. That's not the right thing. Now it's the 27th night, at least for once and for all, we go put our heads in the sajda, and promise Allah Ta'ala, we won't do wrong again. At least one thing we can do, you know. Hazrat Thami Sahib said, at least one thing we can do. We vow to Allah, we won't hurt anybody to the slightest degree. Not even his feelings. Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, he is the revivalist of this zamana. He raised his hand like this. You to insan ka bara se bara amal kar ho. A man can have the greatest of deeds. But Musalman ki adna se adna dil azari se uska amal bilkul beronak ho jata hai. He's done the greatest of deeds. He strived in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He taught kitabs, Quran Sharif. He taught everything, deen. He taught greatest works. But Musalman ki adna se adna dil azari se uska amal beronak ho jata hai. And if he hurt a Muslim to the slightest degree, whether it was emotional, whether it was mental, whether it was physical, whether it was verbal, whichever way, but you hurt a Muslim, says that all that action of yours, it loses its luster completely. That luster is gone. Imagine that honey without the sweetness lost its luster. Has it got any value? The milk without its whiteness, the rose without its perfume and scent, any value. So you got the rose there, but the scent is gone. To kis kaam ka? Kis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis mein tu nahi, jis mein bu nahi. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis mein bu nahi. Aur kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis mein tu nahi. Jis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis mein bu nahi. Aur jis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis mein tu nahi. He says, what's the good of that flower? What's the good of that rose which has no scent? And what is the good of that heart where you aren't there, O Allah Ta'ala? Everybody finds a place in that person's heart. But Allah Ta'ala, you are not in his heart. So what's good of that heart? Is there any good of that heart? So we vow to Allah Ta'ala on this night, on this suspicion, we won't hurt anybody. And if we hurt, Allah do forgive us. We want to screw it up. You see, Maulana Thami Rahmatullah used to say, on the day of Qiyamah, if you got a wrong, right, committed a wrong, For Allah Ta'ala to forgive is small. It's a small thing. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. So the mountains of deeds, one shot Allah can demolish everything. Right? But man, it may be forgiven but not forgotten. That's what man says. It's forgiven but not forgotten. That stain, that hurt, that injury, that remains in the person's heart for long. Yeah, he called me a donkey. That's what he called me. So that stain remains in the heart for many years, for a long period. So for man to forget is not an easy thing. But for Allah to forget, that's simple. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, that is His name. He loves forgiving, like we say on this night, إِنَّكَ عَفُونَ تُحِبُّ الْعَفُونَ. He loves to forgive. So if we hurt anybody, then we SMS and we think to ourselves, alright, SMS, whatever, or this person I hurt, maybe I hurt my auntie, my cousin, my brother, my wife, my uncle, I hurt them. Even if there's a 1% possibility of you hurting, just go and straighten it out, finish. Our Buzurgan didn't say, your roles get blocked off sometimes because you hurt someone, now your roles getting blocked off. You're making dua, but everything is getting sealed off, getting blocked off because of this stupidity. So now you send some SMS, whatever, to whoever we hurt. After all, we're doing SMS and everything for all the stupid things. For one sensible thing, can't we send an SMS to bulk SMS to whoever we have hurt, whichever way, whether through a phone, whether through verbally, or whichever way, emotionally, whichever way you have hurt anybody, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, ask their forgiveness, and get your record straight. Then you ask Allah Ta'ala and you see your heart will be clear, your mind will be clear, you'll find some happiness within your heart. Because you have cleared this score now. So one is, let that tawbah not be for convenience. And the second is, let that be a sincere tawbah. Very, very sincere tawbah. Mullah Rum Rahmatullah explains, what is this tawbatun nasuha? You know, we talk of nasuha. So what is this sincere and nasuha tawbah? So nasu has got two root meanings. Right? One is sincere, pure, etc. And the other, I think the word comes from nasahat. And nasahat actually is when a cloth has been torn, right? And you are patching it together. So one is the tawbah has to be clean, pure, right? And one is that because of your sin, you have tore the rope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You had, as though you had a rope linking you to Allah ta'ala. And because of your wrong, you have torn that rope. Now you need to patch it up again. So that's nasahat. See, it's torn. That garment of righteousness has been torn on account of your sin. Now you need to patch that garment again. So the one meaning is to be sincere, absolutely pure, not out of convenience. Rum Rahmatullah, he is a king of illustrations. He illustrates it and very beautifully illustrates similes, examples. But Allah Pak had inspired him that his illustrations were magnificent. Everybody uses them. So he says one person secured a job in the royal palace to bathe all the princesses. Man now, he pretended to be a woman. And he secured a job to bathe all the princesses. So he got the job there. And the princesses liked him. All think that he's a girl. And the way he's doing it, expressing here, there, everywhere. And he's doing a very good job, you see. Anyway, after some time, a couple of years passed. And the king had announced that one very, very precious ruby or diamond, that thing's gone missing. Very precious. Couple of million. And that thing's gone missing. They're looking high and low and they can't find that ruby or the diamond, whatever. They can't find it. So the king instructed that everybody must make a single row and there will be a physical examination, body examination. Now, there's going to be a body examination. You're going to be stripped. So, uska kacha chitta khul jayega. The whole story will come up just now. They made a single file now. And Nasu, he thought the simplest thing is, or the best thing is, I go straight at the end of the row. So even right at the end of the row. And he's crying from within, Allah Pak, I'll never do this job again. Allah Pak, but just see me through here, please, Allah Pak. Whatever, I really caused it for myself. Because today is life or death. You know, it's life or death today. So Allah Pak, please, you just see me right on this diet. No, this day you see me right. And I promise you, Allah Pak, I'll never take this job. I'll just give you my resignation. I'll never go back to this job. He went to write at the end. Now the examination started. Thousands of workers and everybody. They're coming right near him. About 50 people left and they haven't found the ruby yet. And his crying is going more. And his promise and his vow to Allah Ta'ala is very, very strong. So just then, about 10 people before him, and they found it. Now true to his word, he gave in his resignation, and he's leaving. The princes are crying, "Oh no, you must be around, Nasu, everybody can go, but you mustn't go." Because they were enjoying his, whatever, what he was doing, massaging, whatever. They were enjoying it, the way so beautiful he was doing it, so they were enjoying it. And he says, "No, no." I said, "No, we'll double, we'll treble, we'll do whatever. Quadruple, whatever." "No, no, buddy. Please, just forgive me. I'm leaving." So that is Nasu. You know, absolute pure. Pure and not out of convenience. You're truthful in your pledge that you made with Allah Ta'ala. The promise that you made with Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't just for a certain period or for some convenience or for some type of fortune that you wanted, you got the fortune and the, you know, all the hell in you broke loose. No. So let that be the type of tawbah that we take tonight out with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely pure, clean. Allah Pak is pure. Inna Allah tayyibun. Allah Pak is pure. He only accepts that which is pure. So if you come to Him with a pure heart, then there's no delay in Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. If there's a delay, the delay may be on our end. On his end, there's no delay. There you ask for tawbah, you ask for forgiveness, he's ready to forgive. When he likes forgiveness, then when you have stretched your hands before him, then won't he forgive? He'll forgive. He'll love your forgiveness. But then just in your forgiveness, like I say, be pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be clean to him. Like you'll want people to be pure with you. You know, man also loves purity, he loves faithfulness, he loves loyalty. Everybody, who doesn't love loyalty? From your wife, what do you want? You want loyalty, right? But if her mind and her eyes are floating around others, will you give her the type of love? The love is gone. But if she is faithful in her love towards you, her eyes is just confined towards you. You know, the hoors of Jannah, Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam. Allah Pak speaks about them in praise of them. Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam. Allah Pak speaks about them that they are just confined to the husbands. They are just confined to the husband, not moving right, not moving to the left. Their sight and everything is just confined to the husband. Now, how honored don't you feel that your wife's sight is just confined to you only, not to anybody, just to you. So because of the wife's loyalty, so you do so much. So you do so much for her. So you also want loyalty, and Allah also wants loyalty. You know, you've got people working for you, and for donkeys, ages they are working for you, but you give them the salary and that's it, right? That's the relationship you've got with them. And the wife, you're going for Umrah, so she's coming with. Going for Hajj, you're going with. Berg's with. She wants a motor car, you got the motor car. And you want this, and she wants this dress, and she wants to go here, and you're taking her. Why? That's a different relationship. This is a different relationship. This is a relationship of loyalty. So you give her everything because of her giving you her heart. She's given you her heart, so you gave her everything. So this is what Allah wants from you, that you give him your heart. then let your heart not be scattered between Allah, divided. It mustn't be divided then to other things, haram things, whatever else. It's to Him, then let it be for Him. Let it not be divided. Like I say, if the wife's heart is divided between you and someone else, then that's the worst crime you can think of. Worst crime. So if it's only is only focused towards you, you give everything. But if it's divided, then you say, hey, you also say, Ana agna shuraka, ani shirk. I don't want this. I don't entertain this. I got nothing to do with this. You got lost with that person. I don't want you. So you don't want that partnership in your love. So how will Allah Ta'ala love that partnership when you are divided in your loyalty and in your faithfulness? How will Allah Ta'ala accept this? So on this night, this is what you will pledge to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, we give you our loyalty today. Our word, we will be loyal to you. We'll be faithful to you. We'll be honest to you. And if forgetfully, if we stumble up, give us a tawfiq that straight away we make tawbah and cry to you. We don't delay. Without a delay, we straight away come back to you. The moment that we slipped on a porn site, on whatever else, wherever we slipped, verbally or in our sight, in our hearing, wherever we have gone wrong, Rabbak, the moment we realize that we have gone wrong, Rabbak, give us a tawbah straight away. Nothing must be appealing to us until we haven't made tawbah. Nothing of the world must appeal to us. See? Like, you know, a person who is an addicted smoker, right? So until he doesn't have the cigarette, his mind can't function, right? Or some of us are addicted to tea, right? Until you don't have your tea, your mind can't function. You must have that tea, but you magar chale, then your brains can work, right? Right, you don't have the tea, and garam garam tea, and your mind can't work. You must have the tea. So Allah Ta'ala, let the tawbah be such, okay, until we didn't straighten up with you, we don't feel good about anything. We must go and straighten up with you, Allah Ta'ala. The moment we stumbled and we broke down, immediately must go and ask for tawbah, ask until we have cleared it. You know, there was one tabi'i, and sometime he would come out of the house and he would notice that his mount, horse or donkey, whatever, is not complying, not conforming. So instead of beating it and hitting it, he would come back to the house, make wuzu, and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And he would say, Allah Ta'ala, see, this thing is not complying to me because somewhere down the line, I didn't comply to your instruction. This thing is subservient to me, and I am subservient to you. So I didn't take the cue from you, so this thing is not taking the cue from me. Straight. He would cry, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And when he would come back, and the thing is conforming straight away. So you see, these things are not working out for us. We all got ambitions. We have all got agendas, and things are not working out for us. I'll complain about this, and you complain about that, and this person, and that person, and this thing, and that thing. But where's the root? The root is Allah Ta'ala. La'allahum yatadarra'un. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالْضَرَّاءِ. With adversities and sufferings, we try you out. La'allahum yatadarra'un. That you come back crying to us. And you say, Allah Ta'ala, no, Allah Ta'ala, I messed it up. Allah Ta'ala, I won't do this again. The reason for those trials and those adversities, those challenges, are that you come back crying to Allah, they'll come back right. Come back, understand that no, I've gone wrong. So you make the pledge to Allah, that Allah, I won't do wrong again. And in the event I do it, Allah, make me feel absolutely restless until I come back to you and I ask you sincere tawbah. And Allah, you change my heart. Change my mind, change my thinking. You beg to Allah Ta'ala that Allah, what is impossible for you? Nothing is impossible. Things may be impossible for us. An addiction to leave today is very difficult for me. Allah, I can't do it. But you, what's impossible for you? And if you grant Allah Ta'ala, your treasures won't be depleted if you grant. So you keep begging Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, I've done it. I'm doing these things repeatedly, Allah Ta'ala. My mind is conniving over this wrong. whichever haram I am doing, but is conniving over that, is planning haram. Allah Ta'ala, give me that pure mind. Give me that pure heart. That heart that will begin to love you. Like how an addict, cigarette, whatever, addict is addicted to the thing that is addicted, right? Allah Ta'ala, let me be addicted to your love. That until I don't have your love, until I don't have your obedience, then I feel absolutely uneasy. I feel very disturbed. Until I don't have your love. So make this dua this night, and who knows that Allah Ta'ala willing, everybody's dua can get accepted. Allah Ta'ala, when He'll give everybody. He won't leave out anybody. Like we are like the beggars, right, that have come to the house of a generous person, right? Very generous person. We all came begging. Not protesting. Protesting is wrong. We came begging. So when the generous person, when he opens the door, right, and he sees all of us, then his generosity will not accept that he gives one and he leaves out others. So alright, line up here and he'll take out 100 and 200 and give everybody. Won't he do that? So he'll give everybody. He's giving and he'll give everybody. So Allah's generosity, that generous person, he's just a minuscule reflection of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he can be so generous, won't Allah Pak bless? So we ask with that heart, with that conviction, with that yaqeen that Allah Pak will do it. But then we pledge to Allah Ta'ala also, Allah Pak, keep us in your obedience. Then let us not just come here just out of convenience. Let our pledges not be just for a short term, a seasonal thing. Let it not be just a seasonal thing. The season is over, then we go back to normal. Let it not be a seasonal thing. Let it not be a thing out of convenience. Allah, let it be a permanent thing, a lasting thing. Change our lives. Allah, every coming day, let it be better than the past. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ Every coming day is better than the past day. Let it be like that. That until, it must be such that every coming day is better than the past. Until we're drawing closer to you, then that day is better than the past day. And the last day must be the best day then. There mustn't be a day better than the day that we're meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That must be like, you know, that youngster that never went into any haram, anything illicit, and the day he got married, then how anxious he is then. How anxious he is. Just for that day, how anxious he is. I know one youngster told me, you know, getting married today. So I said, alright, mashallah. So you know, I shaved 50 times already. So what else are you waiting for? Just to polish his face. Again, polished. He's so anxious, bichara. He doesn't know it's not right, anyway. But he's that anxiety. So that must be that anxiety. That must be that anxiety to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to long Allah. Every coming day, that anxiety must just grow. Rather, I'm going to meet you. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.